Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And, hey, thank you for that warm introduction, Isaiah. And, you know, hey, we're happy here this Sunday morning on July the 11th to be able to be broadcasting to you this special show that we'll be doing on several Sundays called The Gospel of Working From Home. That's right. You heard it. The Gospel of Working From Home. What is the Gospel of Working From Home? The Gospel of Working From Home is about learning the secrets of working from home, because a home-based business can save your life. There are tax savings and time freedom that you can gain, or time for yourself, your family, and your community. And working from home can truly be a blessing from God if you let it be. So we're going to cover some things this morning about this whole working from home phenomena, the importance of working from home. And this working from home is a great, great opportunity. Now, when I say great opportunity, you know, I'm serious, a great opportunity, because in today's economy, which is something that a lot of people really misunderstand, don't understand, haven't taken the time to really comprehend, to truly understand, is that you best find you some solutions to what's going on in economic atmosphere in this place called America. And one of the things that noted author Robert Kiyosaki talks about is being your own boss and having a home-based business. You need to just read his book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, those that are familiar with the book, you know what the book about. You know, those that are not, you know, he basically talks about growing up. He had his dad, who, you know, he loved, but his dad was the poor dad. And he has his friend's dad, who was the rich dad. And he gave him different, you know, outlooks. His dad, you know, was high on education. And, you know, hey, we're not down on education. His dad was high on education, but get an education, you know, and you know, get a good education, and you get with a company and stick with a company. And, you know, hey, and that's the way to go. Rich Dad's philosophy was you get an education to learn how to pursue the things that you want and find a business that you connect to your knowledge. Different thought, different outlook. And it's so important in today's society, people, because the middle class, this thing called the middle class in America, is vanishing and is disappearing. It's vanishing and it's disappearing, and it's going to be gone in a few more years. There will be no such thing as a middle class in America. So it's very important that you learn how to build yourself a business. And the best strategy is a home-based business. When we say the middle class is going to be gone, I mean, all you got to do is just read information that's out there that people are sharing, and it, you know, the information is out there. There's this thing. I mean, you hear people talk about the attack on the middle class, the shrinking middle class, the dying middle class. Well, basically, America is moving in the direction of what's going to be the wealthy, super wealthy, the poor, and the super poor. There's not going to be no in between. So, you know, you need to focus on why it's important to have a business. And again, as we said, a home-based business could be one of the best solutions for you. Now, as I mentioned earlier when we talked about learning the secrets of working from home, a home-based business can save your life. There are tax savings. So let's take that first point right there. There are tremendous tax savings that come along with having a home-based business, because now your home is your place of business. Now, let me share with you some examples. Like, my home is my place of business. So 60% of my rent is tax deductible. What I mean by that is a write-off. Why? Because I use 60% of my house for my business. I have, you know, my living room, which where I have my TV, my VCR, my DVD player, you know, which some people would call a home entertainment center. So that is a business presentation center. When I have clients over, that is the area in which I show them a DVD about the company that I'm in, or I do a business presentation with them there. I also have another room in my house in which my computer, my fax machine, and the phone line that I'm on right now as I'm doing the show is set up. And that room is the physical office where I keep all my paperwork, everything else. And then my kitchen is not a kitchen, but it is like a cafeteria. It is a place when I have clients over, and at times we do home-based business seminars, and we feed people. We have, you know, refreshments. My bottled water I buy, you know, is for when I have clients over. Yeah, I consume it also, but my bottled water is, you know, part of my business. I have two bathrooms in my house, so one bathroom is a public restroom, because it's a restroom for when clients are over. Toilet paper and everything that is associated with expenses for that restroom is a tax write-off. So, again, having a home-based business is a great tax shelter. One of the things that Donald Trump talks about is, and, again, you know, I mentioned him and I mentioned Robert Kiyosaki. They have a great book out called Why We Want You to Be Rich. And, you know, one of the other things about being a home-based business owner, you definitely need to read a lot. But Donald Trump says you need to find out how to pay the least amount of taxes as possible. Do you know that people that are millionaires pay less taxes than people that's making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year? People making $30,000 a year paying more taxes than someone that's a millionaire. Why? Because they know the tax system. And we're not talking about lying and, you know, misinformation. We're talking about knowing a system. There's a system in place for home-based business owners for tremendous tax write-offs. And again, on our site here on Home-Based Business 101, Blog Talk Radio site, when you look at that site, we have on there a featured program in which we had a tax professional come on the show and break down home-based business tax write-offs. Yes, Mr. Al Peltier, who is a financial planner and has been dealing with, you know, he does taxes for millionaires, the tax guru. You can listen to that featured show and, you know, learn more about the tax write-offs that are available to you as a home-based business owner. And one of the other things that I talked about is that besides the tax savings, is time freedom. See, when you work from home, you have time freedom. When you work a job, you do not have time freedom. You usually you get up if you have to be to work at 7 or 8. Usually you're up by 5 or 6. If you get off at 5 or 6, you're usually not home to about 7. So by almost usually on average, if you work an 8-hour job, depending on what your commute schedule is like, it usually takes up 12 hours of your day. Half your day is gone, 5 days a week, just to survive and get by. And as I said earlier, you know, the middle class, this middle class experiment in America is coming to an end. You best position yourself to be able to overcome and move to the class where you can become wealthy. Now, for some people, wealth scares them. It's like a bad word, you know. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. Even in the Bible, they talk about two groups of people, the rich and the poor. You can search all the way through the Bible. I've never seen anything in the Bible about a middle class, the rich and the poor. And that's just the way it is, you know. And so don't let the word wealth scare you. Don't let talking about being rich scare you. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, we look at, well, them rich people, they snobbish and whatever. You know, they got people that, you know, you got people that are snobbish that are poor, and people that are snobbish that are not rich. You know, but the thing is what you do with your wealth. You have wealth, you can bless others. You have wealth, you can bless others. And it's so important. The time freedom that you gain, the tax savings, more time for yourself and your family. You know, one of the beauties of being in a home-based business and some of the home-based business partners that I have is that we always talk about the time freedom that we have and how we're able to spend more time with our family. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with my grandson. And, you know, he did the opening for the show today. And he's learning about business. He's learning what Robert Kiyosaki talked about in terms of the rich dad, poor dad syndrome. He's learning the rich dad side of life. And also understanding the poor dad side in terms of how to not get caught in that trap. You know, we have too many of our children we're raising, telling them to go to school to get a good education so they can go get a good job. What does job stand for? Just over broke, jump out of bed. You know, I've heard a lot of acronyms that people have, but I mean, that just over broke and that jump out of bed. I mean, you know, people jump out of bed. When do people have most of their heart attacks? Monday morning. Why? Because they're going to a job they can't stand. You can start a home-based business in most cases for a little under $500 in terms of most different opportunities that you see out here. So it does not take a lot of money to start a home-based business. What I'm going to do is see we have my business partner, Mr. Monticello Mitchell, on the line. I'm going to bring him up and let him share a few comments before I go to break and then come back on the other side and go through some very specific principles about owning a home-based business. And again, you're listening to the gospel of working from home. This is a new Sunday morning show that we're doing here on Home-Based Business 101, and we'll be doing the show every Sunday morning that we're not on the road or in the middle of a seminar or something like that. Let me bring up Mr. Mitchell. Monticello, you there? Hello.
How's it going, Tom?
Hey, pretty good. You had a comment or something you'd like to share with the listening audience this morning about the beauty of having a home-based business and working from home?
Yeah, you know, and just realizing, getting information about the middle class shrinking and eventually there will be no middle class. What you're talking about is making so much sense, getting prepared for that, because we're not asking people, we're not suggesting or recommending that people give up their full-time jobs. What we're talking about is find something to do that you could do from home and get paid for as you do your job. So I just wanted to bring that up, Tyler.
All right. Hey, thank you for that comment. You know, again, as you said, you know, we're not asking people to, you know, to just drop everything you're doing, but you need to have, a plan B so that your plan B can eventually become your plan A. It's very, very important to have a plan B so that your plan B can become your plan A. And I'm going to go a little bit more into that right on the other side, but I need to take a break right here and do a station ID piece. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101, and Home-Based Business 101 is here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we're also a part of the Black Talk Radio Network. And Black Talk Radio Network is expanding, and we're working towards developing our own branded network. We have several different shows that people do on the Black Talk Radio Network, and you can go to www.blacktalkradio.ning.com to find out more about Black Talk Radio. And we also are seeking friends of Black Talk Radio, and I will play a short commercial to tell you about friends of Black Talk Radio.
The Black Talk Radio Network is a collaboration between the Black Talk Media Project and its media partners to produce online radio programming that deals with news and information related to the black community. A lot of work is being put into creating an independent black network, but in order to fulfill our vision, we need your financial support. For just $12 a year, you can contribute to making this vision a reality. Become one of the friends of Black Talk Radio today and help build the future of independent grassroots black radio.
Okay, and you'll find on the homepage of Home-Based Business 101, you will find a link where it says links. You'll scroll down and you'll see Friends of Black Talk Radio. You can click that link. It'll take you to a PayPal account, and you can make that $12 donation. And when you do, in the comments section, when you make that donation, put that you heard the advertisement for Friends of Black Talk Radio on Home-Based Business 101 so that we can track from which show donations came in from. Okay, back to our theme today, the gospel of working from home, which is our Sunday morning broadcast that happened here every Sunday morning at 9 and Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central Time, in which we talk about the secrets of working from home and how a home-based business can save your life. You hear what I said? It can save your life. There are tax savings and time freedom that you can gain. More time for yourself, your family, your community, and working from home can truly be a blessing from God if you let it be. I see you have a faithful listener out there in the audience. I believe this is Ms. Ruth Bradford out there listening. I'm going to click over and see if she has a comment or two she'd like to share with us. Ruth, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I saw that number up there, and I said, wow, I know what that number that is. Good morning, and thanks for chiming in this morning. Do you have anything you'd like to share with the listening audience in relation to this theme about home-based business and, you know, any of the different points from a tax saving or time freedom or just from the fact of, you know, a blessing from God and, you know, having more time for yourself, your family, your community? What's your thoughts around that?
Sure, it's a pleasure to be with you all this morning. And when I, you know, I have a reminder on my phone that comes through every time one of your calls are scheduled. And this morning, I was sitting at my computer and I read, "The Gospel of Home-Based Business." I have a testimony. So, yes, Sunday gospel. That's right on. That's right off. That's me. You're speaking to me this morning. You know, Brother Jahi, I came to your show as a person struggling to build my home-based business. And what I have to say to people listening to you here live and to everyone that's going to be listening to this recording is follow the principles and the teachings that Baba Jahi are sharing with you. He's not steering you wrong. I am retired now from the post office, from the U.S. government, as of November 1st of 2009, because I'm in a home-based business. You know, I've worked there for 23 years, and my path is like a lot of people's paths in life. I grew up, did what my parents say, finished school, went to college, got a good job. But guess what? Society changed the rules. So what the education that you're getting here on this show can help you deal with any curveball that is going to be thrown at you in your life. Having a home-based business is about being an entrepreneur, working for yourself. And that has been a blessing to me. You know, you have to get educated. So I say to the listeners, the education that you can get from this gentleman that's presenting to you today, when they can take away your job, but they can't take away your knowledge. So get yourself educated. It's a slow process, but it's a very worthy process. And it's simple to do, but it's not easy to do. So you're going to need a mentor and a coach to guide you through this. So that's, you know, I'm trying to say a lot in a little bit of time. But basically, I hope you can understand how joyful I am that I am now free from working for someone else. My husband and I, this Friday, will be headed out to out of the country on an all-expense-paid trip from our company that we partnered up with. We're going to Sweden. We're going to cruise the Baltic Sea. We're going to start in Sweden and end up in, go around to Russia, Poland, a lot of countries I didn't even know was on the map, Latvia. We're going to end in Sweden and then fly back to America. So I want to thank you, Baba Jahi, for being an integral part of my self-education and helping me, you know, with the get it right, because we're being miseducated. And it's now time for us to take back our families, educate ourselves, and have what you want in life. God said that he came so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And
Amen.
You can have it. You can do it. That's all I got to say.
All right. Hey, you said a mouthful. I mean, you know, and that, you know, what you said, you know, you're getting ready to go over the street. I mean, that's a long ways from the post office.
That's a long way from the ghetto, ghetto too. You know, I grew up in inner city South Dallas, in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And, you know, I cannot have even fathomed or imagined doing the things that the opportunity that we have since we joined network marketing. The world has literally opened up to you, to us physically. Now, when you get a computer, there's a virtual world that's opened up to you. But when you start touching your foot on the ground, that's a whole different experience, and everybody should experience the freedom to come and go when they want, to work with who they want, when they want, and how they want. It is doable. And because you and I and the other gentleman that spoke on this phone have done it, you will do it too. I don't tell people that I can do it. Say I will. And you, when you make that promise to yourself, trust me, you don't want to lie to yourself. You don't, you're only cheating. You won't cheat. You might, people might cheat other people, but they won't cheat themselves. So,
all right.
That's it.
I want to thank you for that testimony this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate your comments and thank you for the kind words. And, you know, I have a few more things I'd like to share this morning before our time runs out. We have about 8 minutes left. You know, it's a short program. I'm not trying to be on here all morning long. But I said again, you know, the whole purpose of this program on Sunday morning is, you know, we wanted to take and approach home-based business and working from home from a more of a spiritual perspective, and also being, you know, a person who went to seminary school and, you know, no, I don't have a congregation. I'm not out there preaching, you know, in that form, but I am preaching the gospel of working from home. And so, you know, it's very, very, it's very near and dear to me. And testimony that Ruth gave just lets me know again that what I've been doing, it is paying off and is touching lives and blessing other people. George Haseley, who some people might have heard of, you know, he was a brother who did real, real big in Amway and was a multimillionaire today, you know, stuck to the plan when Amway first came along way back there in the day, you know, and those of that have followed this path, you know, they advertise and do all kind of other things now. He had a quote that he has. He says, if you work 2 years of your life like others won't, you'll spend the rest of your life like others can't. I mean, and that's what we're talking about. You know, as Ruth said, you know, no, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be times when you're going to want to quit, throw in the towel, to, you know, I just can't take it anymore. That's when you have to push on, you know what I mean? And for those of us that are spiritually inclined, you know, we know about the piece, footsteps in the sand, you know, and the person says, God, you know, talking to God and saying, God, you know, you always said you'd walk with me, you know, and I see at times, you know, there's two, you know, sets of footprints in the sand, and then I see times and there's one. What happened? You abandoned me? You know, and God's response was no. Those were the times that I carried you. And so, you know, it's important that we understand and focus on how to deal with this, because you need deep-seated spiritual beliefs. See, when you have deep-seated spiritual beliefs about what you're doing, then you won't quit on yourself. That's where people make the biggest mistake in stretching out to expand their horizon. They quit on themselves. But if you have deep-seated spiritual beliefs, then you understand the following. We're not just human beings trying to make it in this world. We are spiritual beings going through a human experience on the way toward complete expression and fulfillment. See, this whole thing is deeper than making money. That's why I said, you know, don't let the word wealth scare you. When we talk about wealth, it's going to put you in a position that you can bless others. And that's what life is about, you know, being able to bless others, being able to share with others. So it's important that you understand that we're spiritual beings going through a human experience. And see, before you can have a testimony, like Ruth said, you know, in terms of giving a testimony, before you can have a testimony, you got to have a test. So God's going to take you through a test. And when you get through the test, you have a testimony. You know, some people say, well, you know what, I'm still struggling. Well, you ain't learned your lesson yet. That's all. Once you learned your lesson and completed it, you'll get your rewards. It's like the same in school. You study or you didn't study. If you didn't study and you flunked the test, then you got to go back and study so you can pass the test. And then when you pass the test, you're going to have a testimony. That's how it works. Another thing that's important is this. And this is from Reverend Cecil Merritt. He says, I don't believe in God. I know there is a God. See, now that's deep. See, some people, they talk about, well, you know, I don't believe. I know. See, it's the difference between belief and knowing. Well, you know, one of the things we talk about, knowing and being, knowing and doing, you know, it's like you can know something, but can you be it? See, you can know what it takes to run your business, but can you be it? Can you do it? See, will you do it? Don't cheat on yourself. See, like I said, the biggest thing that happens to most people when they first get involved is they'll start and they'll stop. And then they'll say, it didn't work. And there's another person says, it works if you work it. See, don't give up on yourself. That job, see, they're going to tell you what to do every day. You know, for 40 hours a week, you're going to be there. And if you, you know, they tell you you can't, you don't have no more sick leave, you're going to show up sick. But will you do that for yourself? Will you push yourself that extra mile? Success, as the man said from Amway, you know, will you work 2 years like others won't? So you can live the rest of your life like others can't. And that's what I'm working on. I'm working on how to be able to live the rest of my life like others only dream of. And they could be able to achieve that dream also if they just believe in themselves and know that there is a God and that God will help you. Attitude outweighs everything. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react. I heard a person, you know, one of the people that mentored me in the first business that I was in, a company called A.L. Williams and Art Williams, used to say, half the things you worry about don't even happen to you. See, we worry about stuff that don't happen. And because we put those worries and those burdens on ourselves, so it's important, you know, to move forward in what you need to do in terms of developing your home-based business. So this morning, you know, we're talking about basically like attitude, belief level, and commitment level. Next week, you know, we'll get into some other principles a little bit deeper in terms of home-based business and some specifics. And if you go to the site, again, on there, we have a piece that you should listen to called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell. I'm not going to go into it. It's a 10-minute piece, but on the front page of Home-Based Business 101, listen to that, and you'll understand what we mean about the dying middle class, the shrinking middle class disappear. And last quote I got from this morning is from a good friend of mine, Leonis Bias, and you might remember her son, Lynn Bias. I'm not going to go into the tragedy of his story, but, I mean, me and her, we worked together, Marilyn. She had this quote, if you can't find happiness within you, you sure will not find it out there. Happiness is within you. People, you go to church and you hear the kingdom of heaven is within and you haven't operationalized it. Operationalize that and you will be blessed beyond your wildest dreams and imagination. Hey, you know, we got several other shows that will be coming on. Remember Thursday night we got Mall Call and we'll be having mentoring for free coming back on soon. Me and Ms. Regina Christian are working out the details to rebroadcast some of the lessons that she wants to share from that. And we're going to have a special guest on real soon. We're going to have Mr. Paul Hoffman from Success Songs Secrets. And you might remember him. He did a commercial years ago called Have You Driven a Ford Lately? And he does motivational piece. Another night was on a call that he had about vision boards, and we'll talk about vision boards some next week. All right, this has been Bobby Jahi, and I'm going to close out with my theme song. It's My Time, and God bless you. Oh.
We hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.